Welcome back. Well, the Biden agenda reaches his 6 month in office. There is record inflation. Crime is skyrocketing from coast to coast. And we are witnessing perhaps the worst border crisis in U.S. history. The 46th president took on these issues and more last Wednesday night during a CNN town hall with Don Lemon. Here's a sampling.
Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated. The fact is, you can't look at that television and say nothing happened on the 6th. The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
You know, the night of the town hall, I just don't think they gave him his little booster med to get him through that thing.
Hey, look, he finally got through a complete thought there for me.
And then he started another unfinished thought.
Yeah, but that Satan reincarnate, he got completely out.
And so. He got a laugh or two from the crowd, too.
Yeah. In an uncomfortable, awkward
way.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh. No, we all think you're Satan.
Welcome to the Monday morning version of The Morning Jam. We're so glad you're with us.
We are.
Janet is, I feel like I am only a couple of steps away from Olympic greatness sitting next to you this morning. Your husband won a medal. I'm going to let you tell that story.
He did the Commonwealth Games. Yeah, he did very, very
well. So tell us a little bit about that.
He was like modest, as he always is. And said, oh, you know, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And I could have shot better, but it was, yeah, that thing, that all shucks country boy that he is.
Yeah, and they said, you just won the blank. I'm going to let you say which medal.
Yeah, he won bronze.
You just won the bronze medal.
Of course.
Mark, where are you going? I'm going to Walmart.
He's going to work.
That's right. He had to go to work after he won his medal.
He went to work.
Gee.
So
did he wear it?
There was he doesn't have it yet.
He gets it later. Okay.
But here's the thing. He ended up, he shot open instead of the hunter's division, which meant he was shooting further away than he normally would have been.
Okay.
And everybody else he was shooting against was using, things that he didn't have. They were using stabilizers and stuff like that. So it's hard to tell what he would have done if he had been in the... and if they'd put him in the right division. But anyway, he did great. He had a wonderful time. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, really proud of him.
Good.
He's a good shot. No doubt about that.
Well, we have some Olympic news that we'll share later. It almost sort of aligns with what you just said. Mark was at a disadvantage.
Right.
Not because of anything, you know, per se. He just didn't know the class, I guess, he was going to shoot in.
Right.
Where we have some news that will break later, if you haven't heard already, about somebody that's winning too much.
But it was like he was saying, he liked that he was in a disadvantage.
Yeah.
It allowed him to push himself.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Anyway, it was good stuff.
Hey, can I just mention here, because he's already checked in, Gizmo. Is saying we're sounding really great in Roanoke. And I have to tell you, I talked to Gizmo on the phone Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love Gizmo.
Gizmo knows me from my construction days.
Oh!
He says, well, Mark, I know you. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I worked for Coleman Adams for 30 years. I said, oh, I think I might know who it is.
I had the pleasure of meeting Gizmo and his, if I'm not mistaken, his granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
They came to some of our live radio shows.
Oh, neat.
That we did.
Okay.
And, very, very, very nice.
So thanks for checking in, Gizmo, this morning.
Yeah. Always glad to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Our thought of the day for this Monday is this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody said it was archery. He's an archer.
Mm-hmm.
He never hunts with a gun.
Okay.
Always with a bow.
Gotcha.
Thought of the day. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time.
Hmm. That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old saying, don't pray for patience.
Oh, my sister told me that. She was like, don't ever do that.
Right.
Don't ever pray for that. It's like, that sounds like experience talking right there is what that sounds like. All right. Our Mind Jam trivia today. This is
here.
A fun one. 434-248-0704. You may not Google.
Yeah,
you're
you can't
honor
Google.
System.
And, you know, I made a huge mistake when I first came on this radio show. I think it was in week two, where I said music took a vacation in the 80s, and I had to pull back because I was going into a fast nosedive, thanks to the listeners.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is kind of along those lines, and I think
except
a lot of people...
Except it's not the 80s.
Right. A lot of people would disagree in the 70s. This is the song that officially signaled the beginning of the disco era. When some people think music took a vacation. What song are we talking about? You can text us.
Yeah, there are people who hate
right.
disco.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I do not hate disco.
Yeah.
I love it all.
434-248-0704. This is the song that started it all. The song that officially signaled the beginning of the disco era. What song are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Text Janet and give us a good guess. I mean, you know, it's interesting. The year? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was there.
We don't have to have the year, but we
right,
would like
right.
to know the song.
I was in high school. I can tell you that much.
Well, on this day in history in 1775,
there's a little hint there.
Continental Congress creates the United States Postal Office in Philadelphia under Benjamin Franklin. I'm sure he would be so proud as to what it has become today.
He was still leading it. Now they troll.
Little did I know Christmas in July meant I was going to get my Christmas cards in July.
You got one in June.
I did get one in June.
They're shooting for July.
For sure. Mm. In 1945, I can't say, Raymer?
Physicist? Yeah, Raymer.
Raymer Schreiber.
So. Does that sound right
and
there?
And Lieutenant Colonel Pierre de Silva departed Kirtland Army Field to transport the plutonium core for the Fat Man bomb. That was the bombing of Nagasaki, where the bomb is assembled. So that was a kind of a dark moment.
That's the first time I've seen it called the Fat Man Bomb. It couldn't be called that now. It would be called the Physically Challenged Bomb.
I've heard that term before, though.
Yeah.
I've heard that
term.
Well,
I think I might have been called it once or twice in junior high.
Only when you go by those glob things.
Right, right.
It's like... Stop. That is a fat man bomb. Put it down. All right. Geez. In 1990, U.S. President George H.W. Bush signs the Americans with Disabilities Act. So there you go.
Yeah.
Birthdays today. There are quite a few.
Yeah. We're going to start off with a music montage today.
He's a legend.
He is a legend, and he's still out there performing at 78. Mick Jagger. There you go, a little Mick Jagger for you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other ones I could have done, but I picked those.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next one. This lady was she's still gorgeous at 75.
Yeah.
I saw some earlier. I had never really seen younger pictures of this gal, but she was a knockout.
Mm-hmm. Helen Mirren is having a birthday today. Great actress. And she turned 75.
In the movie National Treasure on this clip that you're going to hear.
Oh, this doesn't involve another treasure hunt, does it?
Mom, this is actually very important.
All right. What do we got here? This glyph here, that means bird. And that means... Oh, Oh, you think this is a treasure map for Cibola, don't you?
I just love her in that movie, and her John Voight as her ex-husband, and the tension between the two. It's quite funny. National Treasure 2.
Yeah. This next lady stars in some of my most favorite movies. Matter of fact, I watched one this weekend. Actress Sandra Bullock, she turns 57.
What movie did you watch?
I watched While You Were Sleeping. That's one of my favorites. And Practical Magic.
Mm.
That's also another favorite.
Yeah. My son got to meet her in Italy. That was pretty cool at the airport.
When you and SJ were in that car wreck, what did you do to the airbag?
Stopped it.
You stopped it. This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his, okay?
That's one of my favorite Sandra Bullock films, Blind Side.
That's a good movie.
I really like her
rom-com stuff. That's my favorite. But yeah, it was a good movie, and she portrayed her beautifully, for sure. Comedian Jeremy Piven is having a birthday today. He turns 56.
Doug Hughley. Mr. Deegan's class.
Doug, hi.
What is up, you old goat? How you doing, man?
Okay, man.
I haven't seen you in a long time. You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best.
He's pretty jacked up in that scene.
Oh, goodness. Gospel contemporary Christian singer Rebecca St. James is having a birthday today. She turns 44.
I played her music back in the 90s. Here I Am, that was one of her huge hits when she first started out at like 15 years old. This guy, he does all these Expendables. He's the youngest one on the Expendables team, by the way, at 54, Jason Statham.
You think Stella can pull it off?
I have my doubts. There's no talking to Charlie, though.
You think he's mixing business with pleasure?
Yeah, he should know better. Only I'm allowed to do that.
In the movie Transporter, that's him.
I cannot place him.
At the Italian Job, Transporter, The Expendables.
Those must be boy movies.
Oh, they are boy movies. They're
for sure.
Thrillers. You consume a lot of beverages during his films.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Drinking games with Mark. having birthdays today, rock musician Roger Taylor from Queen. He's 72.
72. Responsible for that beat there. Another one bites the dust. So do you ever have anybody request Another One Bites the Dust at a wedding for like the intro?
Oh gosh.
I have.
No, I can't say that I have.
The guy requested it and the future bride went along with it. She thought it was funny.
Well, so. I mean, if you have the right sense of humor, I guess it's okay. Yeah. But, seems a bit cold, but whatever. At least there's, not asking you to play the old ball and chain, I guess. And then one more birthday today. Interesting fella.
Yeah.
Great actor, Kevin Spacey.
Did you know 62. He does great impersonations?
I think maybe I saw that in an interview one time.
Yeah, this is it.
Jack Nicholson, and he gave me some pretty good advice about working with Mike. Another day, another $50,000.
That's pretty good.
Michael Caine, we asked him once, how do you go about choosing a movie? And he said, well, what I do is I sit in a nice, comfortable chair, and I read the script they want me to consider, and if the part they want me to play is on both pages, I do the picture.
Yeah,
I got to be on the first page and the last page, or I don't do the movie. That's what Michael Caine says.
If they're gonna kill me off, I'm not doing it. All right, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Lots of guesses with our Mind Champ trivia this morning.
Okay, I can only imagine this song that officially.
It's not that. That's not the answer.
No. This is true.
That's not even disco, Mark.
Right.
Come on.
I'm sorry. It's the music background of mine. This is the song that officially signaled or kicked off the beginning of the disco era. What song are we talking about?
All right. We have everything from Staying Alive to Disco Duck to Gloria Gaynor. None of which are the answer.
Those are good guesses, though.
They are good guesses. This is a song that literally that is responsible for starting it all. It was on this day in 1975. We'll be back with the answer to the song that signaled the beginning of the disco era.
Or the time that music took a vacation in some people's eyes. There was still some good classic rock there, though. So.
Yeah, people can say what they want to,
right.
But when some of that music comes up and starts playing, they're up on the dance floor.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Y'all can be disco snobs if you want to, but deep inside, you know you love it. You know you do.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Regionally recognized as the premier cleaning and office maintenance professional, Mr. Meticulous at Executive Maintenance specializes in cleaning and maintaining all types of flooring, including strip ceiling and waxing VCT. Mr. Meticulous at Executive Maintenance is a proven professional in power washing and the weekly commercial cleaning of businesses and office spaces. He's available 24/7. Call Mr. Meticulous at 434-610-1634 and he'll get the job done right.
Parents, do you have a kid's birthday coming up? Do they love animals? Then we have the deal for you at InsaneRadioDeals.com. A 50-50 special on a birthday party experience for up to 10 people with the great folks at Sequest of Lynchburg, all at InsaneRadioDeals.com. You heard me right. A $200 value for a birthday party experience that includes a private encounter with an animal for only $50.50. This deal and much more at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
We had a little bit of ring my bell there for a second.
I was trying to get it cued for one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there's your hint, though.
Bit.
Our rejoin there would definitely put you in the right place.
That's right. On this day in 1975, Van McCoy's The Hustle topped the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Soul singles chart simultaneously, signaling the beginning, officially, of the disco era. Everybody knew The Hustle.
Yeah. Well, one of our listeners thought it was this song.
It was a good one.
Boom!
I actually prefer that one.
Anita Ward.
Yeah.
Ring my bell.
Anytime, anywhere. Yeah, she was a pretty cool lady.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was The Hustle that started it all.
Yeah.
So,
it's almost
celebrate it well.
Appropriate that it would be called The Hustle.
So, since it took all of our money in the 70s.
Yeah.
So this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate Christmas in July? Did
you know what happened
yesterday?
Did you
put on your Christmas attire and go get your free ice cream cone?
I had my t-shirt in the car.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a while in church, we opted to go to lunch instead of going over to get my free ice cream.
Well, then there's dessert later.
I know. I just had a lot going on yesterday. I got a busy week ahead of me. And so I had to forego. I don't even think I had an ice cream. We have these little miniature ice cream sandwich, 60 calories, little minis from Aldi's, and I don't even think I had one of those yesterday.
Wow.
So I was ice cream free yesterday, which
what the heck?
I know. Well,
so unlike you.
I can blame it on my wife. she said, honey, I think this is a series. She gave platelets yesterday, so she'll start watching something, a movie and or a series.
Okay.
She started watching Manifest.
Oh, boy. And that one will suck you in.
I'll watch the first three episodes with you if you want to start. Let's just watch the first one, and you can walk away or do whatever. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We got to episode
first taste is free. That's
10.
How that works.
Oh, I know. It's like an addiction. I'm tell you what. We got through 9 or 10 episodes yesterday before I just had to go to bed so I could come do this in the morning.
Well, I mean, I got sucked in by Manifest, and then they canceled it, so I was like, I'm not doing that.
But there is,
I'm not doing it anymore.
There's some movement trying to get it back on, right? Netflix says maybe because of the response.
Yeah, there's a rumor that Netflix might be trying to save it, in which case I'll have to go pick it up again.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a rumor about that. So here is my question for the two of you.
Okay.
Did you watch any, and for the listeners out there, did you watch any of the Olympics this weekend?
I didn't.
Kayla?
I usually do, but I don't have a TV right now. So I
usually do too, but this year it just ticks me off.
Mm.
So I don't even, as a matter of fact, my Mark had it turned on for a few minutes, and I was so annoyed that I went and turned the channel. I mean,
wow.
It actually makes me feel unpatriotic this year. So I think that's the exact opposite of the way it's supposed to make you feel.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But that's kind of where I am.
I have to admit, Kaylee, and you can check in here because maybe you checked on your phone. I did check some of the things because I have an Olympic, like the app I use that had an Olympic tab that they've just added. So I hit it just to see what was going on a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at Iron and Nail last night getting dinner with a couple of friends, and we watched it. It was like on right behind us. So the vault was happening when we were there. So we were watching and commentating as it was happening.
Looks like the girls' soccer team came back and won against New Zealand or something.
Yeah,
6-1. I know.
I mean, that's seriously, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good, maybe I'm the only one that feels that way, but I just can't do it.
See, because it's not wintertime. I mean, if it was curling, I mean, we'd be watching curling because you never see a man work a broom like he does in curling.
Well,
I'm
that's
tell
true.
You what.
There's probably women everywhere going, yes.
He is so sexy.
That.
He's on ice. I don't care.
A little bit.
Heat it up.
A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about Simone Biles. As she is continuing to try to push the bounds of gymnastics in her final year competing, it would seem as though she's getting canceled a little bit here.
Yeah. For winning.
Yeah. Four-time Olympic gold medalist made history at the U.S. Classic this weekend when she landed a Yurchenko double pike vault.
That sounds pretty hard.
The feat so challenging and dangerous that no woman has ever dared to try it in competition before her.
Wow.
And the authorities of the elite gymnastics awarded Biles a score on par with many of her less difficult vaults.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So anyway, we'll take a closer look at that. It seems interesting to me in how what they're doing to Simone, because I think I just, it's very frustrating.
Well, I mean, for those of you that follow Geico commercials, you know she's been able to bounce up onto the roof and get a frisbee down for somebody.
All right,
just by mere magic.
She says she said in a quote that the governing body's unfair valuation was just too much. She says, am I in a league of my own? Yes. But that doesn't mean you can't credit me for what I'm doing.
Right. Jeez.
So they keep asking us to do more difficult artistic things.
Right.
Then they don't credit you with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes
sense. Get ready to see more of that, Chica, because it's coming your way.
Wow. It is 6:31, and we'll have the CBS News brief coming. And then some local news for you. It's the Morning Jam.
CBS News Brief. We begin the new work week like the old one, with Delta-fueled COVID cases on the rise and almost all new hospitalizations among the unvaccinated. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
If the case numbers are going up, like they are in many places in the country, I do believe we're going to have to wear masks now whenever we go indoors or we're with people, because we can't validate or document who has been vaccinated versus not.
Northern California's massive Dixie fire merged with another overnight, making it even tougher for firefighters to tackle. Bob Doyle lives nearby.
We're doing what we can and hoping for the best, you know.
Germany's Olympic gymnastics team ditches bikini-cut leotards for unitards to protest sexism in sports. CBS's Monica Ricks.
The Germans aren't alone in bucking the wardrobe trend. Norway's women's beach volleyball team took some heat and a fine for refusing to play in bikini bottoms in a European competition last week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Roanoke, police are investigating a shooting that happened Saturday night on Cove Road. Bullets through the windows of a convenience store near the corner of Cove and Lafayette Boulevard. Authorities say a woman suffered minor injuries. No arrests have been made. Today, a man facing second-degree murder charges is expected to enter a guilty plea in connection to the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son. Mackenzie Hellman is expected to plead guilty to second-degree murder, child abuse, and neglect in the death of Stephen Meeks in 2019. And drivers in Lynchburg can expect major changes beginning later this week. The traffic pattern along Lynchburg's Main Street will change Friday. Currently, the flow is one way heading toward 5th Street. On Friday, it will become two ways between 5th and 11th Streets. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
If you're a first responder, you know the right training can make all the difference in a crisis. At Liberty University, we know the right training can make all the difference for your future. So we're proud to offer you a 25% discount on our more than 450 online degree programs. Combine this discount with our generous military benefits if you or your spouse also have military experience. Learn more about getting the right training at Liberty University by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
The Bible teaches us we are all made in the image of God, and a Catholic school in Michigan says that's why they are opposed to the state's mask mandate. The Resurrection School in Lansing filed a federal lawsuit claiming the mask mandate violates religious liberty by covering up God's image. The school argued masks also make students less social, and they make it harder for children to breathe. That was one of the arguments made by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He rejected mandatory masks in public schools, saying kids need to breathe. Resurrection School says man-made masks shield our humanity and cover up God's image. I like the way these guys think. Facial nudity. It's your God-given right, America. My new book, now the number one Christian inspirational book in the nation, Our Daily Biscuit. You can order a copy now at your favorite bookstore or at toddstarnes.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Storms are likely today with severe weather possible. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Showers and thunderstorms will become likely by this afternoon as a front moves in. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures warm to near 87 degrees. Any storms will taper off in the evening hours with partly cloudy skies overnight and a low near 67 degrees. Tuesday, a chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90 degrees and even warmer weather the rest of the week.
And currently, our temperatures in the area are 73 in Lynchburg, 72 in Bedford, 73 in Danville, Salem, and in Roanoke. I've never been so happy to see a thunderstorm in my life as I was yesterday.
You know, we got a lot of thunder, but we never got the storm. Did you guys get the storm up that way?
We got a nice rain.
Did you?
Yeah. My little garden was so happy.
Yeah. Well, it stayed north. I mean, we heard the rumbling, but it never really transpired a whole lot of anything.
I did find myself talking to the Lord going, you know what? If you're going to send all that thunder and lightning and scare my dogs, I hope you send some rain with it. And then it was just like pouring down.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Pretty happy.
Good deal. Well, it's official, people. Patrick Henry has been canceled. Under intense pressure from the Virginia State Board of Community Colleges, the board of the Patrick Henry Community College, named after its founder, has changed its name. Now, Janet, you're going to love this. It's called Patrick and Henry Community College. Patrick and Henry Community College. Put the "and" little insignia in between Patrick and Henry.
Completely changes
that
everything.
That changes it. Yeah, just that little.
George and Washington.
What is that little thing called?
Thomas and Jefferson.
It's called a...
Ampersand.
Yeah, they put the stamp in the middle.
It.
Yeah. And so the new name reflects the college's commitment to Patrick County and Henry County, to the localities that it serves in their territory, which is named after Patrick Henry, ironically. The Northam administration has led...
Way to sneak that through.
I know.
Wink, wink.
Yes, we should rename the counties. The Northam administration policy has led to the renaming of other community college named after prominent early Virginians whose ownership of slaves are viewed towards race transgressed the new morality. Lord Fairfax Community College, John Tyler Community College, Dabney S. Lancaster Community College, and Thomas Nelson Community College. Those are could be on the chopping block as well. Now that the precedent has been set with the Patrick Henry renaming.
Maybe they're just trying to save money on the signage. They just like slip in there and just go,
yeah, put that stamp,
in
a little
there.
Post-it note there.
Or a little arrow. You know how you just draw the arrow in?
Right, yeah. Oh, with the arrow pointing down?
Yeah.
The end insignia goes here. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it says, we'll stop here and we'll go no further. We will not purge the memories of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and George Mason.
Yet.
Guess what?
We'll see. We shall see. Mm-hmm. Well, the popular music festival Floyd Fest returned to the border of Floyd and Patrick counties this year. And the festival was one of the first events to be canceled last year due to the pandemic. But event organizers said they had a huge turnout this year.
That's awesome.
We're told that 80% of those who attended Floyd Fest this year did so because they could roll over their tickets from last year. That could have something to do with the large crowd. Mm-hmm. Even the rain didn't stand in the way for folks enjoying themselves. They say that that the attendance was very good. Fun seemed to be had by all. And they developed a pretty comprehensive plan, including backpack sprayers for sanitizing. They cleaned regularly and then did promote personal hygiene practices there. Okay. So final day was yesterday.
So it seems like almost a broken record at this point, but there was another shooting on Grace Street in Lynchburg on July 24th. And so two people were found with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds in the 1700 block of Gray Street after that incident. Paul Alexander is a man who lives near where the shooting happened, and he said that if his father was in the house, which he wasn't during the incident, he could have died because bullets hit his home all near his father's room, and his car is also marked with a bullet hole. Him and his dad were outside on the front porch when the shooting started, and he heard about 14 shots, knew that they weren't firecrackers and that they were close. And he said that he's lived in that location for 21 years, but the violence has never been this bad. He encouraged the community to pull together and just say something if you see something. If you have any surveillance footage or information about why this is happening or what happened specifically, please contact the Lynchburg Police Department.
Wow. So do you guys know much about, because of the world we're living in and the times, do you know much about John Floyd, who Floyd County was named after? I've been rooting around looking to see if he was a slave owner, because maybe they could counsel Floyd, Patrick, and Henry County. Then they'd have to rename the festival.
Chances are, if he were a gentleman farmer,
1834, I think,
then he probably did. Yeah. I mean,
that was the common practice
of the day. Mm-hmm. It would not have been unusual. Yeah.
1830, he was the governor of Virginia, became governor for a three-year term.
Just like there were African-American gentlemen farmers who also had slaves. Granted, there weren't as many of them, but if you look through history, there were black people who were part of the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. They were in America for a long time, and that was the practice. So yes, that's how that works, folks. Nobody seems interested in that part of the story.
No,
but,
no, they don't. You know, just because we'll just call it a music festival. Music Festival 1, is down yonders, and Music Festival down 2 yonders. Is over there on the east side.
Right.
And if you got to go, you know, it's the Northern Music Festival because we can't name them after people anymore.
Well, and then,
because
and then
the Cleveland Indians lost their name this weekend. Were you aware of that?
I was not.
Oh, it's the Cleveland Guardians now. They took the Cleveland Indians name and changed it, and they say the Atlanta Braves are next.
Probably. We've been gathering our tomatoes out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
My Mark's favorite tomato is called a Purple Cherokee.
Okay.
It's named a Purple Cherokee because the Cherokees introduced this tomato
right.
to the settlers.
Okay.
And to pay homage to them,
yeah.
it's called the Purple Cherokee.
Right.
Now, I wonder how long before they'll change the
yeah.
name.
I mean, and it was that. Something to honor them, so it would be ironic.
But I mean, it was something to acknowledge
yeah.
their contribution
mm-hmm.
to the popularity
right.
of this, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. And I say white man because it seems like white liberals are the ones spearheading a lot of this. I mean, I don't
know. I don't know either. What are you going to do?
Where's my Eddie Arnold song, Make the World Go Away? on a Monday.
And put it anyways. Off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. You would think that they would learn from some of these decisions that mm-hmm. That they made, but no. The viewership of, we were talking about how, I haven't been watching the Olympics. I have zero desire
right.
To watch them. Apparently, I am not alone.
Mm-hmm.
It is the lowest viewership in 33 years.
Wow. Wow.
So.
Wow.
Not being horribly embraced
mm-hmm.
right now. And can you blame them?
No, I can't.
So.
I can't.
I'm not surprised by it. But that seems
but
to be where we are.
There's still plenty of things on Netflix like Manifest to go watch. which like we got into.
Your latest obsession.
It is. It's something that my wife. Because I, you know my story here. I mean, Yellowstone has been pushed off until the fall now. I mean, it's stinking ridiculous. It really is. I normally, the new seasons would always begin to air on Father's Day weekends. Like, fathers need an infusion of crazy cowboy mafia stuff. And, you know, we would get Yellowstone. And now it's just...
I don't know. You can always spot the Yellowstone people because you speak in code on yeah. social media.
Yeah, like RIP. Hey, how about RIP this one?
Make the world go away.
Yes, my new theme song. What's that next line?
Get it off my shoulder.
Just one more line. Just endure it with me.
Say the things you used to say.
Speak to my heart, Eddie.
And make the world.
There you go. My mom would play that song back in the day.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that song.
Yeah. So yeah, we do speak in code. RIP. There's RIP fans out there.
What's code for get rid of somebody?
Oh, yeah. They take them to the train station.
Take them to the train station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take them to the train station.
The first time I saw that, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, you don't want to go to the train station.
Yeah,
because you get on. You don't even really get on the train.
Let's see.
Spoiler alert.
Let's take a look at some of our texts this morning.
Okay.
So you cannot name a team after Indians, but you can name a team after a motorcycle gang? Yes, apparently.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, apparently that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says Booker T. Washington was a local African-American farmer in our area and has a national park in Franklin County. But did he have slaves?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up and see.
Mm.
I know that there were people who did have slave holdings because
right.
that's how they ran their that's how they ran the farm.
Sure.
So a little bit of that going
yeah.
on.
Well, how about a little bit of this?
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
When are they going to start renaming food dishes, Janet?
It's just a matter of time, I'm sure. Like, you're not going to be able to call them, like, Mexican, whatever. Fill in the blank. We're going to have to change the name. No Spanish rice, no anything. Our 5 and 9 is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned. They are family owned. It's an independent grocery store. They have a great selection there. They don't have any self-checkouts. They have, like, actual cashiers that take care of you, and a meat department that is second to none, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Well, I do occasionally get requests from friends and family for recipes. I have been getting an overwhelming request for zucchini recipes.
Oh, because in abundance, those...
They're in an abundance. Yeah. People are officially locking their cars now so that people don't leave zucchini in their car.
It's the reverse of stealing. You want to bless them.
That's right.
Please.
And
trust me, I'll put one in your car and there'll be three there by morning.
I know. It is. It is like bunnies. Like people, when they're at church, it's like, lock the cars. We don't want anybody giving us any zucchini before we head home. Here is a recipe for zucchini garlic bites, and they are tasty. You're going to start preheating your oven to 400 degrees, lightly coating a bake sheet with olive oil or non-stick spray. I like to use parchment paper for this particular recipe, but you do you. Using a box grater, you're going to grate up your zucchini into a clean towel, and then you're going to roll it up to get the moisture out of there. You're going to start with a cup of this. Now, here's the thing. These are delicious. They're great little appetizers, and you can freeze them. So if you want to make more, you certainly can do that. So start with a cup of that, and then grate a clove of garlic and put that in. Then you're going to add together a third of a cup of breadcrumbs, a fourth of a cup of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, a large egg, and 2 tablespoons of fresh chives, some fresh parsley, basil, and oregano, a little salt and pepper, and you're going to mix that all together and shape it with your hands into little zucchini balls. Place it on the bake sheet and bake it for about 18 minutes, and then you're going to serve it with a side of tomato sauce or marinara for dipping. Very easy to make, very delicious, and I think you'll enjoy it. Looking for a way to use that zucchini? This is a good way to do it. Zucchini garlic bites. Find the recipe by going to Facebook, typing in Janice 5 and Dine. You'll see that and all the other recipes that we share, and we've shared since we've gone on the air. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family pack ribeye steaks, $9.99 a pound. Whole boneless pork loins are $1.99 a pound. Fresh grade A medium eggs, 99 cents a dozen. Family pack ground beef are $2.79 a pound. Whole seedless watermelons are $4.99. And now back in stock, Lakeview Farms seafood and crab dips, $2.99 for a 7-ounce package. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
It's hot. Cool off with the Mills $99 AC check. Also, get a dehumidifier. It'll reduce overly humid conditions, protect furnishings from mildew, and reduce the growth of allergens. Mills has $350 off the April Air 1850 Pro Dehumidifier.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
Hi, my name is Jacob Mast, the head golf professional at Poplar Grove Golf Club, with a few questions for you. What are the two sweetest sounds in golf? The swishing sound made by that perfect shot, and the sound you hear when the ball hits the bottom of the cup. Any golfer knows that, but here are some things you may not know. Did you know the last course Sam Snead designed was Poplar Grove Golf Course? Did you know that Poplar Grove is ranked number 14 in Virginia by Golf Digest? The final question is, have you seen us lately? We're Poplar Grove Golf Club. Call us for tee times or membership opportunities.
Good day, folks. This is Gary with Green Energy Management. Mark, I have one of our customers, our friendly weatherman, Matt Ferguson. We put our product in his house a couple months ago. He was hot, and he sent me this message. Not only is he cooler, but won't you read this message he said?
He says, my power bill from June last year was $188. This year, it's $144.
Ding. That's not Gary saying that. This right. is your friendly weatherman. So all of you folks out there with this 90-degree weather, I know you're burning up. For $1,600, $1,700 on average, you can eliminate that, and you can save this kind of money that Matt's saving. Now, all you have to do is call 434-546-0152. That's 434-546-0152. Y'all have a good day.
It's the Morning Jam. It's Mick Jagger's birthday today.
Yeah, it is.
78 years old.
And he is rocking on.
He is rocking on. Still doing it out there, I'll tell you what. You know.
I was sending a message to my Mark this morning by a talk text.
Right.
And I was trying to say Ambrose Rucker, and it kept saying Ambrose Rocker over and over. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. Whatever. I mean, at some point, I just assume that people will figure out it's talk text. So,
right.
Yep. Do you all go? I find myself arguing with the car. No, that is not what I said. Change.
Right, right.
My mom loves your talk text.
And then I am talking like this to my car.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We'll be like, wouldn't it be easier for you to just use your thumb sometimes to text, because she'll talk text and then she has to correct the entire thing. So then she'll go she uses it all the time.
I only use it because I can hit my steering wheel and I can say send a text. So that's the only time I ever use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you use yours a lot.
Yeah.
You use yours a lot. Mine's,
yeah. And now that my screen is cracked at the very left bottom, I can't do like the period sign. My wife is like, my wife. And he went to the store, period. And he said, didn't it? Comma. And she makes sure she gets all the punctuations in there.
Yeah, I try that.
And
as
so
well.
When I tell my stupid phone to say to period in there, because it's not, I can't get to the period now because it's cracked on the bottom left corner, it just spells the word period.
See, there.
For me, instead of putting a period in there.
Oh, wow. See, my favorite thing is when Mark is talk texting and then I come up behind him and say something. Usually inappropriate.
Just to add to it?
Yeah, just something inappropriate. Just in the hopes it's going to pick it up. Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I've been known to listen to talk radio and I'd be texting and I'll take a breath and, you know, somebody's in the background.
And it picks them
right up.
That's right.
It's like, but it always gets their words correct.
Right.
Maybe that says something about
period.
my pronunciations. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe
I get
so.
Tongue twisted sometimes,
so,
as you well know.
So good weekend for everybody getting ready to start your Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so you said you didn't get rain.
I didn't. I got a lot of thunder.
But you didn't get any rain.
Yeah, thunder?
Which we really, really need. We need rain so badly. In more ways, I mean, our front field looks terrible.
Hmm.
So we were blessed with some rain last night, but apparently not everybody was. And it doesn't look like we're going to get a whole lot this week, rain-wise. So we shall see.
I had to fight bees this weekend on two different occasions.
Bees?
I've got yellow jackets building nests down in the crack at the bottom step of my little four steps to get up to my, you know, my front door. And I did bleach and water this weekend, and that seemed to work. But then they came back with a vengeance. So I took this Orthon stuff, which like gets real foamy, and just built like this big, huge foam thing. And so as the bees were still coming to find the crack, I'd be 10 feet away shooting them with the... I mean, I'm afraid to know how many yellow jackets are down in there, because I've killed at least 25, 30 of them.
What does your buddy, the bee guy, what does he think about?
I haven't talked about a strategy with Steve.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, because he does not like yellow jackets. Well, they are the scourge of the earth. Now, his girls is honey-making bees. That's a whole different world.
I thought that was Biden, but anyway. All right, so a couple of national stories that we need to talk about today. Chicago Expressway shootings are continuing to surge there. Authorities are searching for answers following two more incidents on the same day at different areas last week. In the first expressway shooting Thursday, according to Illinois State Police, an unidentified male driver crawling along morning traffic witnessed a robbery taking place on the Chicago Transit Authority platform.
Okay.
That driver pulled over to the shoulder, exited the vehicle, and opened fire. The individual, who has not been identified, reportedly hopped back into the vehicle and sped off. The second incident happened when a 22-year-old passenger in a vehicle traveling southbound was shot after someone in another vehicle opened fire. The victim's injuries were minor, not believed to be life-threatening. There have been 137 shootings on Chicago area expressways this year. As of Sunday, there were 128 in Chicago in all of 2020 and 52 in 2019.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting part about that, I think. There was, there's been a huge surge. I mean, that's a pretty big surge from 2019.
Sure.
Despite $12.5 million in federal intervention. Because, you know, that's always the answer. You just throw more money at it, and it'll be fine,
You need to educate them, whatever that means.
Make it a gun-free zone. Oh, wait, it's already a gun-free zone.
Yeah, dang.
Man, Chicago is just, it's just such a, and it's interesting because I told you, it's Sandra Bullock's birthday today.
Yes.
I watched While You Were Sleeping is one of my most favorite movies. That takes place in Chicago.
In Chicago,
And the whole time I'm just thinking, that is not the Chicago that we read about nowadays. Because I mean they're walking everywhere and they're walking the river walk in the middle of the night. I was like, nobody would do that now. Nobody.
Wow.
One of the other things that we're going to talk about this morning is a lot of protesters showing up at the White House demanding more support for Cuba. So, you know, it's interesting, they've opened the borders wide open, but when it comes to Americans saying, you know, you need to listen to what's going on to these people in Cuba, it just falls on deaf ears, it seems.
Yeah, they're coming over the southern border like crazy, but no, don't let them come into Miami or
Florida. Well, they're very specific saying, don't come.
Right.
You'll be turned away.
So they'll send them back into a raging ocean, but when it comes to the border, they won't turn them back, and it's like land.
Well, the White House has responded. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Coming up, CBS News. It's 7 o'clock.